so it shows the poles and the ice shifting to different parts of the globe. And it happened quickly. The so-called ice ages are thought to have happened, as I mentioned, over a long, long period of time. And yet it could not have happened that way. We have been lied to by the evolutionists who want us to believe one thing. Earth's crust slips all the time, we know. It has a molten core, and periodically, as planet Earth passes, it's only done it once in the last 6,000 years. This shifts the poles to different areas of the world, according to these geologists, archaeologists, and astronomers. Glaciers don't just magically start moving up and down in the earth and create different poles. It all happens quickly because something caused the earth to shift suddenly. Gravitation is the only thing that can do it. All life where the poles, new poles, will settle, will quick freeze, just like it did in the Arctic and the Antarctic. It'll be quick, it'll happen suddenly. No one will be able to escape from it. Unless they have the seal of God in their forehead. On September 7th, the year 2001, a Reuters press in Europe came out with this article. Arctic may have been icy in ice, may not have been icy in the ice age. And they went on to show that international team of scientists have found all types of living creatures, including human beings, and tropical trees and that type thing in what they term the ice age, proving that it could not have been the ice age at that time. They lived there before Peleg's day, when the continents were divided, when the earth's land masses were split. You can look that up for yourself in the Strong's Concordance. It's easy. It means to split, and that's what happened in those days. The nearly 6,000-year-old Sumerian descriptions of our solar system includes one other planet, and that's called the 10th planet. And in their language, it was interpreted to mean the planet of the crossing. In other words, the description said that it would specifically cross our path and come between the sun and the earth. As it did that, then suddenly the earth would be connected more into the gravitational pull of this 10th planet. The earth would slow down for a short period of time, possibly up to 4 days if it takes that long for it to pass by. And then when that happens, the earth would practically stand still. It would begin to wobble. It would begin to shift. Things would change dramatically. Recent calculations by the United States Naval Observatory has confirmed the orbital irregularities that are being exhibited right now by Uranus and Neptune. They've seen it since the 1930s for Pluto. So they've been watching and searching for Planet X. To be exact, on January 18th, the year 2002, on the Discovery Channel, which I recorded, they said that they had been looking, the founder of Pluto had been looking for Planet X.